Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming and answering your colour and style questions. Today I have one. I thought I'd just answer this one today. From Morelli, I would like to say ideas for outfits would be the biggest issue I have. One gets into a rut and then reaches for the same things over and over. What to do? So this is where one of those things to think about is when you are stuck in a style rut, what do you do? How do you get out of it? Because, I mean, like many of us do, and particularly at the moment where many of us are not really getting out in public much, it can be very easy to basically go for the same things over and over. Now, to start with, it is worth being aware when you are buying clothes that you're not just buying replicas of the same thing. That whole, you know, I found something I love, I'm going to buy it in three colours, actually can mean that you end up feeling very stuck in a style rut because your wardrobe is full of things that are all the same. And so, of course, it really does feel dull, even if the colour is, you know, different from each other. Often also what happens when you have got basically the same thing in multiple colours, you'll find that you wear one all the time because that's probably the best colour. And the other ones, you know, you might have one, you bought it in all the colours, but you end up not wearing it. So my recommendation is to not keep buying the same thing multiple times. Make sure when you are shopping that whatever you buy is actually got some sort of significant difference. So that helps. Also things like thinking about, well, you know, like we can get, you know, at the moment I'm wearing jeans, you know, many, many days in a row, but I do swap them out where some days I'll wear grey jeans, other days I'll wear, you know, light blue jeans, other day a mid blue jean, another day a darker blue jean. So it doesn't feel like they're completely the same, and some are a little bit more cropped than others. The lengths are a little bit different as well. So that is something to think about, that even if I'm wearing jeans, I'm not wearing exactly the same thing. And even that whole feeling of the outfit is quite different in a light grey jean than it is from a darker blue jean. And what I'd put together with it will be quite different. Today it's a darker blue jean. But yeah, so that kind of thing can also affect or alter how you feel about your clothes. So sometimes if you're wearing the same sort of exactly the same colours all the time, you can get bored in that way. And then it's, you know, thinking about, well, I just habitually always put my outfits together in exactly the same way. So if you've kind of come up with a formula or you're following somebody else's formula, this can also become very restrictive and dull. And so maybe it's time to think about expanding out of that. So this is one of the reasons why I developed my Evolve Your Style 31-Day Style Challenge, because what it does is it gets you out of your style rut. It gives you a little something to focus on every day, and you'd be amazed how just a little something actually ends up changing your whole way of getting dressed in just a short period of time, like a month. I mean, I find even that there's often massive changes even after 2 weeks. People are saying that it makes a massive difference to how they view their clothes and create their outfits because they've started experimenting a little bit. Part of it is a little bit of mindset that we can get very habituated into this. So even things like if you're pushed for time in the morning or you just don't feel inspired in the morning, sometimes it's better to do things like either choose an outfit the night before and, you know, maybe get the pieces out and hang them up so when you get out of the shower in the morning you've got what you're going to get dressed into. Or even for some people it's on a weekend, you know, kind of think about 5 outfits that you might wear during the week and you can maybe put them all together and you've got them there already so you don't have to think about it, but it gives you that little bit of variety. Another thing to consider doing is also take photos of your outfits, and you might want to just, you know, take some photos, pop them into an album on your phone, and then when you are feeling a bit uninspired or lacking, you know, ideas, you can flip through those outfit photos that you've already got and then pick one out. That's also another really easy way of doing it, so that, you know, you can kind of, because often it's like, well, I can't think of anything, like my brain is a little bit overwhelmed, can't think of anything new, so just end up wearing the same old, same old. So just having that album there of outfit photos is a really great way of doing it. Also, and it also reminds you things like what accessories did you put together last time, particularly if you really like it. That's also really useful to go, what was the accessories I was wearing? How did I put that together? What else did I put with it? What are the things that made it so great? So that is another thing you can think about doing, is to do that. So, you know, like a little kind of play shops in your wardrobe, creating outfits, taking photos so that you've got ideas for when you are a little bit stuck. You know, getting something out just the night before. So having a think about it the night before, getting something out, these are all good. Doing my style challenge. That is a really, really fast and easy way of creating outfits. And I also have a weekly wardrobe outfit planner as well that can help you to start thinking about the outfits you do wear and how you feel about it. Because part of kind of getting out of that rut is actually being a little bit more aware of how you feel and how you're enjoying wearing something and if it's really kind of doing it for you as such. So that is also part of this process to help you kind of grow and kind of develop your style in a way that makes you feel really happy and stylish and confident. And of course, you can go online. And this is where things like Pinterest are brilliant. If you've got a style recipe, why not put some of those words into Pinterest and just put the word outfit or style after them? And you'd be amazed at what comes up. Maybe you're going to get some ideas from that. Or I think I have a denim jacket. Put in denim jacket outfits into Pinterest and see what comes up and see maybe you can get some ideas from something like that as well. There are so many ways to find outfits, even just searching on Google and searching, you know, like something in particular or just even street style or something that may give you some ideas, but you might see a bunch of things you're going, I'm never going to wear that. I mean, that's one of the things I was thinking. I'll go, they're all very nice, but you know, that's not for me. But yeah, definitely Pinterest is a great thing just to get you some ideas about, you know, how to put things together, what you might already have, how you can style things to, you know, experiment a little bit. And remember that people are not going to laugh at you. Don't worry about doing something different. Don't worry about, you know, being a little bit more dressed up than maybe the other people around you. Most people really appreciate somebody else, like taking the time and effort to create their own style. And a lot of the time it's, you know, if you get a compliment, it's because they're like going, oh, I wish I'd done that, rather than, you know, if you get something negative or bad. So, you know, it can be really good for you to kind of just step out of your comfort zone. But this is, you know, all about evolve your style. It's about stepping out of your comfort zone just a tiny bit at a time, and you'll be amazed in such a short period of time, you'll end up with a whole new way of approaching your style, and you'll feel much more comfortable creating different sorts of outfits that really work for you because you've spent that time experimenting. And experimenting is such a great thing to do. It actually rewires your brain because, you know, what's happened, the way your brain's neural pathways work is the more you do the same thing, it's like it just, you know, you turn it from a rough track in the grass to suddenly you've got a 6-lane highway that's really like, you know, ground in there. Versus if you start doing something new, you start developing some new roads that you can go down. But if you don't do those new things, those new roads, those new neural pathways just will never exist. So this is why it's really important to do something like a style challenge, because it will really, in a fast way, get you out of your style rut. So hopefully that helps you think about how to create outfits. And I've got some blog posts all about things like wardrobe capsules, outfit formulas. Do have a look up that one. You know, that can give you some ideas about how you can put things together, and lots of blog posts about how to put together stylish outfits. Plenty of that on the blog if you're looking for ideas, as well as what I have talked about today. And of course, do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I look forward to, getting your questions and also just seeing you in my Evolve Your Style Challenge. If that's something that you think you want to do to just kind of tip yourself out of your style rut. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.